Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back as we are live here at the Westin. Enjoying ourselves. Congratulations to Daniel. He worked so hard. His name has been in there for so long, and Daniel was able to pull off the Christian Harris helmet, autographed helmet, as he is our final winner tonight. There are a couple of really ticked off people around here at the Westin who really wanted that helmet, including that young lady in that yellow shirt eating those wings. She was really hot that she didn't win that helmet, but congratulations to Daniel. He is our final winner. As we really enjoyed ourselves here at the Westin, a lot.
I feel good about that, Ron.
Do you?
Because Daniel and his wife walked in. He got Texans gear on, by the way.
Hey,
up
ready.
Down. So I just felt the urge. So I got up off my ass.
And there you go.
Grabbed a couple of them little raffle right there. I said, "Hey, y'all." I said, "We're giving away some autograph stuff over here, man. You might want to." I see you got the Texans gear on. I'm assuming you're a fan. You might want to jump in this raffle. So him and his wife signed up.
Damn, without you, he wouldn't have won it.
Would have never won it, man.
Damn.
I feel good about it, man.
God, hey, that's good.
Hey, great story. Daniel.
Danny.
He's got a son that happens to be at A&M right now, Tyler. He's got an Aggie in the family. He said every year of his life on his birthday, he put him in a number 20 Earl Campbell jersey. Mm. He's got pictures from 1 year old to 18 years old. Mm. And I said,
and every year his
ass ended up in College Station.
Wow.
He said, yeah, he did. So I hope. He said, I'm going to the Astros game tonight. He said, I'm gonna bounce over to College Station on Saturday and catch that Notre Dame A&M game.
It's a good one to get to. He's got him a nice sports weekend.
That's right. Down there in Corpus, man, living large. Got a big-time fantasy football group down there. So, yeah, man, I learned a lot about old Danny.
And Daniel won.
Daniel, uh-huh. Yep.
Daniel got the W. Good for him. All right. As I said, man, we'll be here till 6 o'clock. If you're looking to pregame for a little bit, you're steps away from Minute Maid. So you can come right on in and jump in and have a good time. A lot of this looks like this must be a thing right here. As many people drop by here and then go on and head their way, grab a couple of drinks here, grab some good food here, and go their way into the game. By the way, also, as I was reminded, they've got a rail system right by the rail system. And Sundays, if you want to come and pre-drink somewhere and then head down to NRG, you can just come on over to the Westin and then jump on the rail system. It'll take you right down to NRG and get you ready there for a Texans game where you got to deal with the parking and bother and all that stuff.
Well, look, I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know much about the rail system, but if it is doable, this is where you need to be, man.
And this year, this year, that parking, I can tell, is going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be a little different the last few years. That traffic, that parking, I might change my plans. That's for damn sure. Yeah, get in there a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
But the Westin, man, I mean, they've renovated this joint. I've not been up in the rooms. I'm sure you can check that out online. But, boy, if you look at this lounge, right, I mean, this lobby area right here, bar area right here.
Nice.
I said it right, lounge area. It is a phenomenal setup. No surprise that they have tremendous pregame, Astros pregame, concert pregame type of atmospheres, as well as the old postgame. The postgame gathering here happens to be at the West. This would be a spot where I'd slide through. I'd pregame here, probably plan to postgame here as well, and. The old Westin, the old hotel post game was a pretty smooth one back in the day.
Whatever that means.
Well, sometimes you got to think a little ahead. You know what I mean?
What is it? Park Street is where you normally well, head back to.
That's where I learned everything.
You just took off somewhere else.
This is post Park Street days. I didn't know nothing. I didn't even know what the Westin was in the Park Street days.
I know. I just say you took off somewhere.
Westin, that's some old boy at school, isn't it? That's some old buddy at school. You tell my old boy lives around the corner.
I had a Westin Brown. I remember him that I went to school with. All right. Last night, and this happened while we were on the air, as Spencer Arrighetti was into the eighth inning with a no-hitter. And this is a young rookie. And listen, there are so many pitchers, Clint, that have pitched a long time, that have been successful, Hall of Fame level pitchers, Clint, that have never thrown a no-hitter, that have never experienced that, have never experienced what Justin Verlander and Nolan Ryan have done several times themselves, never experienced it. And Spencer Arrighetti was there and in that spot. Pitch count decent. And in the eighth inning, Joe Espada makes the decision to take out Alex Bregman and to take out Jose Altuve out of the game. And I'm going to let you hear his explanation here in a second to see where your thoughts is. I know for me, Clint, I was not fired up about it. I know you weren't either. I thought you got a chance for special. You needed six more outs. Mauricio Dubon had just made that amazing catch. Every time you see a no-hitter, you see one of those defensive plays, and you thought, oh, my God, it's going to happen. That was the play, one of the shots of the year for the Astros, of Spencer Arrighetti standing up there with his hands on his head with his mouth wide open. And staring down, like, did he catch it? And Clint yelling, show it to me. Show it to me. Did he catch it? And then he took out Alex Bregman and took out Altuve. And damn, do you know, the first hit was a chopper to Alex Bregman to third base that Alex Bregman, we pretty much believe, would have handled.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And Shea Whitcomb could not get a handle on that chopper, and there goes the no hitter. To me, was like, hey man, you got six out, and I know he got hit by a pitch, but you kept him in out in the run, and then you kept him to play defense again in the seventh. So I don't know why he doesn't play in the eighth and the ninth when you have a no hitter on the table. Clint, before you answer, Byron, I want to hear this. I want to hear what Joe Espada had to say, because he gave an explanation on why he made the decision to pull his guys.
You know, my first thought is we are playing 18 straight. I got to give my guys a little breather. It's 94 degrees outside. I'm very much aware of the no-hitter and where everybody's at. But right now is we have bigger goals, which is win this division. So I got to do everything in my power just to make sure that everybody's healthy. Everybody, you know, is ready to, you know, recover for tomorrow. And that's all I was thinking about, you know. And also Spencer had the pitches to go out there and continue to go. And if he would have been efficient in the eighth, you know, he probably would have gone out there in the ninth.
It's been over 24. It's been almost 24 hours. You feeling any different? Are you getting even more fired up hearing his explanation of why he decided to make that move?
Yeah, I'm more fired up about his explanation. I just disagree wholeheartedly with it. I think anything that Joe Espada does relative to resting players, pulling players, going to a six-man rotation, I think at the end of the day, anything he does, anybody under the sun that covers the team can say, well, we got bigger plans here. We're trying to win a division. We're trying to make another trip to the World Series and win an ALCS. And yeah, that's always going to be the low-hanging fruit answer to everything they do. But if you look at what he did, it's very difficult for Joe Espada to sell to me that he was worried about Bregman in terms of 94 degrees and being able to play and recover for the next game. You let him run bases after he got hit in the freaking head with a baseball. He went back out and played third base in another half of an inning.
Yes.
Right? I mean, Yordan Alvarez went to the plate and hit another third home run after Chaz McCormick hit a home run to make it 9-0. Like, at what point did you all of a sudden decide, boy, I got to get these guys this rest, man. These next six outs are going to really put them behind the eight ball. Like, I don't have a problem with him resting players. I don't have a problem with him at any point in time going,
this is the situation.
Hey. But the reality of it is, to me, if you're a manager, like when you see a young pitcher that is having the month of his life, he struck out more batters in the month of August than anybody at this point, and he's got a no-hitter going into the eighth, and you don't provide the best defense that you could possibly provide at that point in time.
Eight and nine for that kid. That's it.
Like, I'm sorry, guys, but I can't lean into we got to keep him healthy, or I can't lean into what happened an inning ago when he got hit in the head, but you left him in the game then. Like, for me, you're talking about a career changing moment for an individual player. You're talking about, to your point, something that very rarely happens within an organization. I don't know how many no-hitters the Astros have thrown. I should probably know that working here. But it's not near as many as you would think.
The entire Padres organization just threw their first two this year.
There you go. And Spencer Arrighetti's six outs away from it. And you, as you said, you can see like the catch off the wall for Dubon, man. The low pitch count through six innings, all of a sudden it balloons up a bit. Now he's got to tighten down and get some outs. Like, it just – in my opinion, I thought it was a horse crap decision by the manager in that moment as it pertains to Spencer Arrighetti, and that's not the time for me. I mean, you've got a 3.5 game lead on the division, and your guy's got an arm that swells up. I don't know if it's future Tommy John. I don't know what the hell's going on with Bregman, but you're playing him at third base instead of DH'ing him. You're willing to take that risk every single day, but you ain't got six outs in you for Bregman behind a guy that's throwing a no hitter. Yeah, I don't, again,
I just think you're going to contradict yourself, and he was going to, because I would say this: what if he ended that eighth inning with 105 pitches and no hits? You think he would have run him back out there in the ninth, even though it was, it wouldn't be, you
in
got
the best interest?
Goals.
Yeah, right.
He
exactly.
Ran, no, he would have ran his ass out there.
As well he should have.
Yes, as well as he should, with 105 pitches and a no-hitter, even though you probably don't want that pitch count to jump up that high. I think he would have done it. Yeah. I just think you're going to contradict yourself. Like you said, you had a game in which you had just told us a couple of days ago that this cat was working at first base and Alex Bregman. You had a game in which Victor Caratini was the DH and Alex Bregman and Alvarez were in the field. And you just told us his arm. Bigger goals, like it just.
You can't pick and choose, Ron, when to use that excuse when it's blatantly obvious you weren't thinking that the minute after Chaz McCormick hit the home run to make it 9-0. Like if you were gonna at that point, if you're gonna say, hey, all right, we're pulling the reins back. Jordan, you're done. You know, Bregman, you're done. Altuve, you're done. And you pull everybody that you possibly can, and then you know what I mean. Like you empty your bullpen with guys that. I guess they did that with King, but I don't know. I find it really difficult in hindsight for him to lean into that right there, given what we watched.
All right, as we continue live here from the Westin downtown, I got to believe D'Amico and Nick deserve serious credit for something they addressed, and they were proactive instead of just waiting for something bad to happen, which a lot of teams can get reactive. They were proactive, and I think they deserve credit for that. We'll just explain and discuss that coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.